USA Radio News with Jeremy Scott.
The girlfriend of George Floyd breaks down on day four of the trial of the former officer charged in his murder.
Once again, there was emotional testimony at the murder trial of Derek Chauvin, the former police officer in Minneapolis. Floyd's former girlfriend, Courtney Ross, became emotional when she recalled how she met him in 2017. She said she was going through a very hard time when Floyd came up to her.
We've been through so much, my sons and I. This kind person just to come up to me and say, can I pray with you?
She spoke about his character during their relationship and about his drug addiction.
Floyd and I both suffered with an opioid addiction.
She told the court that Floyd had been hospitalized for 5 days in March of 2020 due to an overdose of opioids. I'm Wendy King.
This is USA Radio News.
Maybe you've heard about MediShare and you know what it is. It's the affordable alternative to health insurance. But you've wondered, can I really save a significant amount of money on my monthly health care bills? And the answer is an emphatic yes, you can. You could save a lot of money. Whether it's just for you or for an entire family, MediShare has an option for you. In fact, the typical family saves $500 a month switching to MediShare. And it really is the gold standard when it comes to healthcare sharing. You get free telehealth services. You get a huge network of doctors. You get great customer support. And you get the sense of security that comes from being a part of 400,000 people who share not just each other's medical bills, but purpose, too. MediShare is a community of Christians who pull together and pray for each other, which is very refreshing right now. If you want more info, it's so simple. You can get a price within 2 minutes. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The Texas Senate has passed a bill forbidding social media companies with at least 100 million users from blocking, banning, demonetizing, or discriminating against any of their users due to their political views. Senate Bill 12, sponsored by Republican State Senator Brian Hughes, passed on Thursday.
We all have to acknowledge these social media companies are the new town square, and a small group of people in San Francisco can't dictate free speech for the rest of us.
The bill now heads to the State House. The Supreme Court has unanimously dismissed Florida's lawsuit claiming Georgia uses too much of the water that flows from the Atlanta suburbs to the Gulf of Mexico. The court rejected Florida's claim, ending a long-running legal fight between the two states. Epic Times reports the case involved the Flint and Chattahoochee Rivers in Georgia, which join at the Florida line. Florida said that its neighbors' overconsumption is to blame for the decimation of their oyster industry. The state wanted a court order forcing Georgia to limit its water use. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
It's the day that Major League Baseball fans look forward to all year. It's opening day.
Teams will be playing 162 games this season, unlike last year. Baseball Commissioner Rob Manfred telling USA Today it's the most anticipated opening day he's seen. These small business owners in Colorado tell Fox News they're excited to see the season begin.
This is our busiest day of the year would be opening day. Basically, we were at zero capacity last year at the same time, and now going to, we can fit, 200 people in our bar. It just makes the world a difference for our staff and for us as well.
Being next to the Rocky Stadium and just this location, it's golden, it's prime, so we're really excited.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Opening day not going off without scheduled changes. The Washington Nationals game against the New York Mets was postponed after a Nationals player tested positive for COVID-19. Rockies down the Dodgers 8-5. It was the Cardinals 11, the Reds 6. Also the Padres squeezed by the Diamondbacks 8-7. Pirates defeat the Cubs 5-3. Rays blanked the Marlins 1-0, and the Phillies over the Braves 3-2. There's a criminal investigation into the recent deadly fire at a nursing home in New York where a firefighter and resident were killed.
We will be limited in our comments since this is an active criminal investigation.
Rockland County District Attorney Tom Walsh speaking. The investigation is expected to take several weeks. The nursing home's alarm system has come into question. For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.